Welcome back to Arizona Spotlight. Wolf Boart is a Tucson native who's known around the world for his unique combination of comedy and tragedy. He uses physical humor, magic, mime, shadow puppets, and other talents in a style that harkens back to vaudeville or to the silent films of Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton. His newest theatrical production is The Man the Seesaw. I started by asking Wolf to tell us about his earliest interest in telling magical, wordless stories.
I grew up out on the east side in the shadow of Sabino Canyon, and it was all desert back then. Beautiful rolling hills like it is now, but less houses. And it was an amazing place to grow up because you had so much nature around. I also grew up in a very eclectic household. There was a lot of interesting people coming through. My father was a writer. So I had the freedom to grow up to be whatever I wanted to be as long as it was a passion and as long as I made a living at it. My main passion is to tell stories physically without a lot of words. I realized that I just was able to apply everything that I was already into as a kid into a career. And now we tour 9 months of the year around the world. When we're not touring, we're here in Tucson or we're in Perth, Western Australia.
You said that your passion was for storytelling. Mm. Tell us a little about the story behind The Man, the Seesaw.
The Man, the Seesaw. It's a man. He's wandering along an ice floe, carrying his backpack full of food and things, and it happens to be his kid's toys in a backpack. And he's harassing a penguin, a baby penguin, with his camera, who has a little temper tantrum and sets him adrift on a giant teetering seesaw. And we've built this giant rocking seesaw that's an iceberg, and it rocks and rolls and flips up on end and has puppets coming out of it and shadow projection and all kinds of crazy things. So the story is that the man is on an iceberg at sea, and he's left with his son's backpack full of his toys and comic books, and he has to survive using these. And it's a great way for me to use the skills that I like, that I have, circus skills and shadow and film and acrobatics and juggling and things, without doing tricks per se. They're sort of woven into the story. He makes a snowman as a friend, and the sun comes out, which is great for the man because it's warm, but it's not so good for his friend who's a snowman. And so there's a lot of ups and downs. It's funny and lyrical and whimsical and adventurous and funny.
What's it like working with your co-stars? You have a whale, you mm-hmm. have a penguin.
Yes, always upstaging me. And the whale is full size, actually. It's a full-size whale. I can't say any more than that.
What was the inspiration for setting it in that austere environment?
It's a beautiful blanket of white and has a lot of inherent problems. And in good theater, you want to have a very strong objective. In this case, it's survival. Staying alive is a very simple, obvious objective. And you have a lot of problems built right into the environment, hunger and animals, nature, man versus nature, man versus himself, the elements. And there's also a through line of him wishing that he had spent more time with his son, whose toys he ends up with. And he's got a bunch of Polaroids in his pocket that we see in the form of a slideshow, a film projection. And we realize that he didn't play enough baseball with his kid. He didn't take time away from the television and, go out and do things with him.
Do you think that kids sometimes get your work before their parents do?
What's wonderful is that kids, that one, because their imagination is so rich and full and they're allowed to develop that at that age, or we all are, if they see something, they go, well, of course a man can fly, or he can do a backflip or a handstand or pull something magically out of a painting, or a bowling ball floats to the ceiling. Of course that's the way it is. This is the magical world, magic realism. It's possible. And so there's a certain type of kid or a certain age of kid that just says, that's normal, and they're not that impressed. They say, okay, that's part of the story. That's what it's going to do, because they're reading, picture books still, and because they're still in that fantasy world. Whereas the adults might go, wow, and applaud at the marvel of doing a magic trick or something. But it's really interesting. One, having so many different generations in an audience, And another thing, having so many different cultures in the audience, because even in Tucson, there's many, many different cultures. And as we travel around the world, you play the same show for different people around the world, and you see subtle differences, but everyone, you know, globally, we all laugh, and globally, we all laugh at the same things, generally.
Clowning itself has a richer tradition in other parts of the world than it does in America. Can you contrast the way that audiences receive your work here in America to elsewhere in the world?
Well, one of the things, Mark, is that we don't use the word clown so much in America because it implies, we think of Ronald McDonald Bozo, we think of a big nose, we think of Emmett Kelly or Ringling Brothers. And in Europe, for example, in Germany, for example, where we used to work a lot, you say clown, and the taxi driver looks in the rearview mirror like, maybe I know him. And they open the door for, yes, sir. All of a sudden, there's a respect because they have a lot of well-respected clowns, and they have the history, and they get it. And that's generally true everywhere except the States and maybe Australia. There's a respect and an understanding of clowning. Here, we have that. But as soon as we use the word clown, people think they have a stereotype or there's a stigma to it. So we see a lot of physical funny in our life and on television and films and everything. We just don't say, oh, that's clown. But American audiences are wonderful, and Tucson audiences are great. And it's probably one of the reasons we come back here, aside from loving to be home again. I love to come here and test out things. So it's pretty exciting to then take it from here and say, okay, that's what Tucson responded to. Let's see what, you know, Athens or Hong Kong or, you know, Belo Horizonte, Brazil, or wherever we are next, you know. Let's see how they respond to the production. You know.
Wolf Boart debuts The Man the Seesaw with three shows on March 5th and 6th at the Berger Performing Arts Center. We have video of Wolf in performance and links for more information on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.